With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. European Union nations deciding to approve an online deal that would keep and reserve the profits from hundreds of billions of dollars in Russian central bank assets that have been frozen in retaliation for Moscow's war in Ukraine. Here's correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The tentative agreement reached late Monday still needs formal approval, but it's seen as the first step towards using some of the $216 billion kept in the EU to help Ukraine rebuild. How the proceeds will be used will be decided later, as the issue remains mired in legal and practical considerations. In Washington, D.C., NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg emphasizes how important it is at this point to keep minds focused on the battlefield.
If we want a lasting just peace, we must provide Ukraine with more weapons and ammunition.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, even by standards in Alaska, this is one tremendous amount of snow and the winter is far from over. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer has the chilly details.
A new storm has dropped nearly 17 more inches of snow on Anchorage, bringing the seasonal total past 100 inches. Ian Beckett says the snow makes his job as a tourism bus driver just a tad bit difficult.
Especially for somebody like me that's got to drive in it every single day for a living. So it's, you know, I got to give Anchorage credit. They're doing pretty good on the roads considering last year how bad it was. But
so much snow has fallen that roofs on commercial buildings are collapsing around Anchorage, and officials are urging residents to break out their shovels to avoid a similar fate at home. Anchorage is already in the record books with this year's snowfall at 8th snowiest, with a lot of time left in the season. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And this is SRN News. Now, Christians from all over North Dakota gathering this month to pack meals for the poor in distant lands.
We were shooting for 10 million meals. We ended up with 9.7 million meals, which is far and away more than we have ever produced before. The last time we produced anything even close to that was 5 million meals in Miami years ago.
Julie Smith is a spokesman for the ministry Feed My Starving Children.
We send these meals to our network of partners, and they are incredible. They work in almost 100 countries across the globe, and they are doing that on the ground, hard work, seemingly impossible work, every day. And they use FMSC food to support the work that they're already doing.
Since the ministry started in 1987, it has produced and shipped an incredible 4.2 billion meals all around the globe. This is SRN News. Saudi Arabia's oil giant Saudi Aramco says it will not try to increase its maximum daily oil production to 13 million barrels a day after receiving an order from the country's energy ministry.
The firm said it would maintain its maximum output at 12 million barrels a day. It did not give a reason for the ministry's decision. However, crude oil prices globally have fallen over recent months as demand has been soft. Aramco reported earning $161 billion last year, claiming the highest ever recorded annual profit by a publicly listed company, and drawing immediate criticism from activists worried about climate change.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. GM's net income rising 12% last year. That's despite losing more than $1 billion when many of its plants were shut down by a six-week auto workers' strike. More details at srnnews.com.